Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Michael Johnson, who is a senior managing partner for the Lucas Group, which is now a Korn Ferry company. Michael, for over 16 years now at New Leaf, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people in organizations better manage themselves, better lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best. But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Michael, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Sure. So as you said, Lucas Group is a Korn Ferry company. We are focused on professional search, so searching for leaders for various, you know, for companies across all industries. The team that I lead actually focuses on human resources. So we are working with executives to find their next HR leaders and build HR teams. And I've been with in this business and with Lucas Group now for over 10 years and doing executive search as long as New Leaf has existed. So it's been a great career. So doing what I do as an executive search professional, I wanted to make the point that I think one way organizations can build high-performing teams is to hire well from the beginning. And I think what I look for and what I talk to my clients about is to hire people that are curious and hire people that want to learn, develop, and grow, because then you don't just fill a slot today. You've got somebody in the organization that will grow with the organization and, you know, bring more over time as they're associated with the company. So I really look for a track record of success, even if that track record is related to something else. It may be an academic career, it may be, a different type of career, and now they're building and growing within, you know, whatever you're looking, to hire them for. So that's one area that I think really, is helpful to organizations as they're looking to be the best that they can be. Once you've got people, it's important, I think, to give them opportunities inside of an organization and to look at ways that you can give them growth opportunities. And that often, means promoting from within. It means giving people, I think, various training and support opportunities. When I think about training, I think, we're all different. We're all unique individuals and people learn differently. And I think it's important that people have opportunities to learn in whatever style suits them best. And so I think organizations that think about that and offer a variety of ways that people can develop their skills do better over time. If somebody, somebody may be able to take an online learning class and pick up everything they need to know, and somebody else might need to be in a setting where they can ask questions and there's a back and forth communication, and both of those are valid. And so I think, the more you think about, how people learn and offer that menu of options, I think it's helpful. And then, I think a big piece of building connection and success and teamwork is to provide opportunities for people to be mentored and act as mentors to others. I think here at Korn Ferry, we have a formal mentor-mentee program. Anybody in the organization at any level can raise their hand to work on either side of that table. And it builds a connection between people, and it gives people a place where they can ask questions, learn and be a little bit more, maybe more casual, actually, in the way that they're learning from somebody who's already done it and demonstrated success. So I think that's, those are three areas off the top of my head where I think companies can really benefit from, hiring well in the first place, giving people opportunities inside the organization, offering a variety of training, styles and opportunities, and then providing mentorship. And the companies that I see that are really humming along, do all of those things and more.
On behalf of everyone who watches these, and as you know, they've become very, very popular. Thanks for your insights to help people and organizations be their best. Just before we sign off, just a reminder for our subscribers to always keep an eye on the events page of our website for the professional development webinars that we make available to our subscribers on a regular basis. Michael, I know you're in Pasadena, and as you know, I'm down the street, as it were, in Valencia. Could I offer you a virtual high five?
I'll take it.
Have a great weekend, Michael, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the invitation.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.